my God. You, God. How do you always find a way to be at the wrong place at the wrong time? You're all, you can't help yourself. You're always in the way. My God.
Wait, what?
I'm starting to not blame you anymore. It's clearly not your fault. You just do this all the time. You are always in the wrong place. Wherever I want you, you are not there. Oh.
What are you yelling at?
Are you ready, Adam? Here we go a fucking again. Here we go.
Silence of the Lambs movie. It's pretty good.
Good afternoon.
Oh, that was good. That was solid.
That
record,
was loud.
Record time. I want to kill Adam Hall this week, guys. Record time.
I'm not that bad.
No, you are.
No.
Actually, I think you're worse.
No.
Hey, everyone. There's a fifth voice in the studio today in the good afternoon introduction. That's Joe DeFeo, everyone.
Hello, Mr. Woo-hoo. And Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
Okay.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I like how we both went there. Joe,
we do that far too often.
Yeah, Joe is the host of our weekly trivia nights that we often mention on this podcast.
Yes.
Because we're often proud of our trivia nights.
I have been listening for the past month and a half. I've not heard it once. So
what? That's not true, because we definitely reference it all the time.
I
feel like we say off
recording?
The air.
Have I,
all the time.
Have I not like broken enough glasses for us to mention it?
I will be fair. I have fast forwarded a lot through your show. Just kidding.
As do we.
Yeah, so he hosts our trivia nights, and, you know, we became pals.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to come on your show. So we're finally doing it. And we said, dealer's choice. And my friend, what do you want to do?
What a choice.
And what a choice.
What
it
a
was.
Choice.
Of all the movies in the world, the one you decided to go with was called and I think that's the appropriate length of the
I mean, that sounded like eight S's.
Yeah, I was gonna say way too many S's.
You know, I'll let you slide this time.
Talk to us here. What is this about?
That's about an hour and 40 minutes, or if you're watching it on YouTube, 2 hours. It is a allegory.
True.
It's an allegory about climate change from back in the 70s. basically, it's
some thinly veiled religious subtext there. Also.
All the summary, all the one sentence summaries we could have given. I love it,
Joe. You are coming in hot today.
That's right.
You've been workshopping
for
that
this.
Line for the last 2 months. That's like Jackie just came on for the Bourne cast last week, and she was like, "This is my moment."
Yes. She was ready.
She came.
We're still talking about Jeremy Renner, and she's like, I want to talk about how shitty this is. Jackie, chill.
Yeah, she had a list of grievances like Martin Luther. That's what she was.
What?
Nice tie-in.
Hold
I
on.
Like
so
that.
So this was the German church? Is that what you're talking
yeah.
about?
Okay. Oh, is that list out front of the door?
I was wondering why she brought that hammer with
I
her.
Thought that was
that
odd.
Was interesting. All right.
Could you imagine if someone came to our podcast hammered a list of gripes
complaints
with everything we did wrong?
Think about that is like the best way to complain.
Yeah.
That I can possibly think of. Yeah.
Hammering something to the front of somebody's door.
That is the most passive aggressive fucking complaint list.
Passive aggressive.
I wouldn't call passive aggressive.
Hypocrite over here, by the way. Don't bang the table.
Don't
bang the table.
That's a good point.
What are you fucking doing? We're going to replace you with Joe, Nico.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
We should switch places. I'll host trivia. You host why is this a thing?
Oh, that would be Nico's dream come true. Don't do it.
No, I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
Please don't.
It's the like 2 hours of the week I'm allowed to be nasty to people, and they pay me for it. And people are like, yeah, be nasty.
And everyone embraces it.
They do.
Yeah.
Before I get into the movie itself, I would like to remind folks to go rate this podcast. Oh. I'm doing your job for you.
Seriously, he's so much better than us.
Oh man,
Where can they find the links to all that?
On iTunes.
Sure.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me some other examples of places you might get your podcasts.
I am too old for podcasts, so Spotify, is that a thing?
You listen to every podcast.
That's true.
That's all you do.
I sit at home in the dark and listen to podcasts. Where else? Spotify?
Sure. Yeah.
Why not?
Stitcher Google. Is one.
Google, yeah.
Google Play, all available.
Podcastcentral.org.
That's right.
Yeah.
The International Bureau of Podcasters.
Oh, the IBP, yeah.
Just head over to your Library of Congress. There's, yeah. They're on record there as well.
This is not StoryCorps. Give these guys a good rating, because I really do listen to the podcast every week, and it's a lot of fun, and I usually listen to it while I'm cleaning my house. So... it makes the time go by pretty quick. And
add it, some filth to your cleaning regimen.
Yeah, it makes me feel even dirtier when I'm done.
Yeah. I was wondering if there's something there.
But yeah, go rate these guys 5 stars. They're really good.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Thanks,
thank you,
buddy.
Now that I've done your job for you.
And now get the fuck out.
Joe, nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Have you rated us 5 stars?
Look, we can get into this all night, but...
Look, he's just here to tell other people
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah. Right. Look,
do as he says, not as he does.
We don't need to get into ad hominem names.
I picked the movie, guys. Come on.
We can keep this cordial.
You've done enough work.
No, I actually did. I gave you guys 5 stars, and I think I commented.
Really? Yes, you did comment.
Well, thank you.
Not on ours, but on the main feed. There's like 10 feeds.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know you in your 40s. You
I don't.
At the most podcast.
You see, a fee.
Go on. I'll feed you to some snakes.
Some snakes or some...
No, it's such a podcaster thing. It's like, oh, it's for the young, hip people. We're all into podcasting. It's the medium of the future. And it's like, no, it's just radio. Yeah. You're just doing radio.
We're just jockeys. It's just
the
Netflix for radio.
It's just a shittier version
it's
of radio.
The Netflix for radio.
We can't afford cameras version of Netflix.
Podcasters are the worst.
But I do want to thank you, because the craft services table is all avocado toast and craft sodas.
Oh yeah,
and
did we fill your rider to?
Yes, all the M&Ms were blue.
Wait, hold on. Did you have enough LaCroix?
Oh, you can never have enough LaCroix.
I believe it's pronounced LaCroix.
Do you know I said that and some jerk off in Target corrected me?
Hold on. But were they in Target or were they in Target?
No, they were in Target. They were like loading up their cart with this stuff.
They went in Target.
No.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
And I was like, ooh, let's get some LaCroix. And they were like, it's LaCroix.
No, that's when you look at him and go, actually, it's LaCroix.
You know, my girlfriend, Michaela, studied abroad in England. And when she was out there, she ordered like a filet, I don't know, something, some, you know.
Did they correct
and
her?
Some British guy turns and he goes, I think you'll find it's fillet.
It's not fillet.
And that's why they lost the war.
But then she should have...
They hate the French so much.
She should have turned around and been like, I think you mean filling. Thank you very much. I also like those two brags in one sentence. My girlfriend, who's been to England...
What a humble brag.
We get it. You're accomplished.
We get it. You have sex. Awesome.
It's sometimes in different languages.
Yeah.
I think how English is a different language.
Ménage du fromage. It's a...
Oh, pamplemousse. Pamplemousse.
Fucking pamplemousse, I hate you.
I don't know what any of these words mean, by the way.
I'm pretty sure pamplemousse is grapefruit in French.
Yes, it is. Michaela can confirm.
Yeah. Oh,
she just shouted
French
it from
too?
The other room.
Oh, did she?
What do you think he learned when he went to Japan sexually? Old Nicholas.
Okay, so the movie.
So anyway, this movie was about...
Oh, Nick's curious. Oh, he learned nothing? Okay.
He was already a master.
It's nothing you can't learn online. I've seen that.
He opened up a school over there.
Oh, God. He taught them. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I taught them that it exists.
Right.
Es un baguette.
It's tough when the only utensils at your disposal are chopsticks. It's really just not...
Hold on. You use utensils during sex? Wait a
what
minute.
What the fuck?
I think we found your problem, Nico.
Nico doesn't have a clue. I don't think the guy's ever used a fork.
He He eats like a duck.
He just goes to a park and people just throw it at him.
Or yeah, or in the in honor of this movie, today's movie, he eats like a snake. Mm. No. All right, let's can we cut that in post?
Won't we get fooled again.
Hold on, we could cut it in post,
but you're not going to.
We don't do post, yeah. But we could. Don't. If we had post, we'd probably do it.
Joe, this is post. This
is it. Our post is when we post it.
This is like past, that's present, it. That's all we got. Future. Have you seen post Interstellar? It's yeah. The same timeline.
I saw Interstellar, and then I lived through that hour and 47-minute debate about Interstellar. God.
Whose side are you on, by the way?
I think it's a movie. I don't particularly care for that movie.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm just saying.
Well, Joe, it's nice having you.
Politely ask you to leave.
Oh, here I go. Out the door. Click.
All right.
Oh, yes. So this movie is about a crazy mad scientist who believes that the next evolution of man is snake form.
No, it's just snakes. Yes.
Yeah, snake. Snakes. Yes.
Yeah.
And he dupes this unwitting grad student into being his assistant, slowly turning him into a snake. And that's really the basic premise of the movie.
That's well, it. You
slowly
just summed up the whole
and
thing.
Then all at once.
Yeah, I was gonna wait for that one, but yeah, it's like an hour and a half of very slow torture on this poor kid, and then 10 minutes of intense torture.
Yes,
where he becomes a snake. Not after, only after boning the doctor's daughter.
The guy,
that really
not
set
the doctor.
Him over the edge.
Right, his daughter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was I was kind of shocked at the lack of plot. Considering the movie was an hour and 40 minutes, I kept waiting for like the shoe to drop, so to speak.
It was like
I guess the shoe was eaten at one point.
Yeah, it was like they filmed the entire thing and then they were like, okay, how much do we have left on film for film? 20 minutes? Oh, fuck, we have no snake.
Right.
And then they just filmed it all yeah. at once.
No, it's actually kind of similar to Roar, which is a movie we just did about a month ago.
Oh, there's more plot in this than Roar.
There's more plot, but it did seem like kind of an excuse to film these snakes because they were really in love with these snakes.
I don't know if there was that much, like relative to Roar, there's not like as much snake action going on in this. Not even close. No, it's snake action. What do you want from me?
My favorite snake action, and I said this during the movie, was when the guy gets bit by the black mamba, quote unquote. As he's taking it out of the cage and he's like, oh, I'll milk you later. I have enough venom in me to outlast 10 black mama bites.
Yeah.
Which is obviously an accident. The snake was not supposed to bite him, I don't think. He's like, oh, I'm falling back on improv.
I took this class
Man,
in
this
college.
This guy's really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got him.
Someone else behind the camera is just, and then... Yes, and
meanwhile they cut and he's like, I just got bit by a fucking snake, guys.
Yeah, pretty great. The snakes, so are we sure that all of the snakes are the same breed that they claim to be in the movie?
No. I highly doubt they got an actual black mamba.
He did not get bit by a black mamba.
Yeah.
Okay. But that cobras are cobra though.
Cobras were a cobra, the pythons were a python.
So talk a little bit about, I guess, like the behind the scenes stuff on the movie, because apparently you've read up on this.
Yeah. So they actually had a guy who was a snake expert.
What do you call a snake expert?
As they exclaim in the movie, a snake expert. Yeah.
Nick was waiting for that one.
A snake expert. It was a herpetologist, but he wasn't a herpetologist. He was like a dude who ran a Florida snake farm.
Oh, he just liked snakes.
Yeah. And he would come in and milk the venom out of the snakes every day right before shooting. So the snakes were less dangerous, I guess?
Less.
They were still bitey, but just less deathy.
They wouldn't...
Is snake milk, like, good
to drink?
Nick, it's venom.
It's the venom.
Well, then why is it called milking?
Did you...
If it has a nipple, you can milk it.
Nico, I got nipples. Nico, can you milk me, Greg?
Oh, I hate you.
I don't technically know it's called milking, but I don't know if you... When in the movie, when they... pop the fangs into like the cheesecloth.
Be clear, they called it milking. It's canon.
It is. Well, no, it is. It is called milking. I just don't know why. Well, like I know for a fact it's called milking.
Well, like the fangs kind of look like teats.
Very hard teats.
Here, try this. Oh, not milk. Not milk. So they actually had like some snake farm guy come in and take care of the snakes before they shot. But all those snakes were real, and all the people who signed up for the movie were like, I'm not doing much else. I'll be covered in snakes, and I'll let snakes bite me. And
well, I like I like snakes. I'd be down.
Oh, I do too.
Like, snakes are cool, man.
See, who are you people?
I mean, I don't want
snakes.
Snakes
are fine. They're.
Ugh. I don't know. Yeah,
dude, I saw a snake eat a rat once, and that was it for me. It was over. We had a principal that had. Remember our middle school principal? He had like snakes in his office.
Yes.
One time I went in there, and he fed the snake a live rat. It was like, okay, that's enough.
That guy was weird. He let me eat a mealworm in his office.
What?
Is that what he called it?
Did he let you?
He gave me.
Did he let you or said he'll eat this?
Was it consensual is what we're asking.
Was it a big mealworm?
I blocked out a lot of it, to be honest.
Did he use a tube?
No. Do you remember he promised us all if we read like a certain number of books at the end of the year,
that he would eat ones? Yeah. Did he ever do
and
that?
And I went, yeah, he did. And then he let me have one.
You were the weirdest kid.
He was a weird guy too. What are you talking about?
Did you ask him? Like, were you like, oh, please let me eat these worms with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Out of a show of solidarity.
So he didn't just like come up to you and be like, "Hey, kid, did you read those books?
Come to my office.
You want to eat some worms?
Come claim your prize, kid.
It's under my desk. They're glow worms."
Nick Evangelista to the Vice Principal's office for a very special prize.
Our principals.
It's like at the beginning of that movie with that teacher. Everybody's dismissed except for you.
Yeah.
That one girl.
And how they make reference too, where they're like, his wife said he didn't come home last night. And the cops are like, check the girl's dorm. So it's generally accepted that there's a house out on the edge of town where they're breeding dangerous snakes. And there's a professor in college who goes around basically molesting all the girls in class.
Yeah, what town is this?
Because I would like to move there. Anybody seen Joe? Check the girls' dorm.
That Joe.
And no. Apparently there's carnivals that appear
randomly.
No, this small town is the fucking shit. There is nothing going on. The herpetologist. What the fuck?
Herpetologist.
Herpetologist. Just taming a cobra is the most entertainment they're going to have in a year. And I just love that. That everybody's like, oh, old man Hooker is, or what's his name in this?
Stoner. You know, you said that a couple times.
Stoner.
Hold on.
It's a different
you
sin.
Also know the old man Hookers? Stoner. Dr. Stoner.
Old man Stoner is taming a cobra again. And the old lady shows up. The kids are there. The Girl Scouts are selling cookies. It's like a whole town event.
Guys pulling a pop top off their Narragansett beers.
Right. Now, the second we heard David, the pupil to Dr. Stoner, say, wait a minute, Dr. Stoner, the herpetologist?
Yeah.
When that's the biggest celebrity in town, that's how you know this town is really fucked.
It's probably more exciting than Plainville.
I'm sorry.
Exciting.
I'm sorry, but does this town have the largest hot air balloon festival in the Northeast? I think not.
It's a fair point.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Plainville does.
Plainville does.
And by largest, there's like, I've been to that. It's like six hot air balloons.
There's like six balloons, yeah.
And half the time they're not inflated.
Yeah.
It is the biggest waste of time.
It's like, and welcome to Plainville. Yeah. You are officially a resident.
It's like, welcome to the largest hot air balloon festival in New England. We didn't say they all would be floating.
Yeah. What's funny is he's been to the hot air balloon festival. The only thing that he has to do now is tell people that Washington State at H.A. Timothy's Tavern. And he's officially a Plainville resident.
That's exactly
right. I love the fact that I said, there's only about six of them, and you're like, oh, so you've been.
So you've been. Yeah.
Well, if you count the hot air in people's heads, that means a lot. Yeah. Inside joke, Nick. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Nick, you wouldn't get it.
I don't think anyone else will either.
That's all. Yeah. I loved being on a show where they alienate their listening audience.
That's like all we do.
It's great.
So, to all you,
a few months, we
sorry,
were telling
audience,
that they were
inside
idiots.
Joke.
Sorry, all you dummies out there. So, anyway,
you're too stupid to get our humor.
To you nitwits still listening.
Get back to.
I do love the fact it was almost in the vein of those old Universal movies where, like, the doctor was trying to do something good. He's because if he does this whole speech about population explosion and pollution and garbage. And he figures that the... I know everybody's looking at me like, did you watch the same movie that we did? He has that whole speech. And that's like very indicative of the old Universal horror movies.
Yeah.
So I like that little tie-in, and it's sort of that last gasp of that kind of monster movie.
Oh, the disaster element, you mean.
Yeah, it's also, I think, one of those things where old horror stories, I mean, this isn't a horror story, but things like even Frankenstein, it's about somebody trying to better the world, and then in the process they create these things that just kill everything or just so insanely backwards
right.
that it's wrong.
Right. So you took these creatures, or at least the actions of this doctor, as a metaphor for the global warming crisis.
I just did just 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
but no, it's that like it's that mad doctor, the mad doctor who wants to do good, right. but ends up throwing back. And it's also that fear of progression and technology.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how do we get back to the base roots of this? And I guess by becoming snakes is how.
Want to know what other animals he transformed people into before he was like, you know what? Nope, snakes. Snakes is where it's at. Well, like, is there like a half man, half ostrich running around?
Yes, his daughter. Oh, I don't get. Yeah, I don't get the music drop.
Points.
Yeah.
Points.
Wait. There we go.
We are going to get so tired of that so quickly.
I wonder like how he settled on, just because he's a herpetologist, like, oh, snakes, that's of course snakes.
So you're saying he has a bias towards snakes?
I would say so.
Do you think he became a herpetologist because of his belief, or
I think he became a herpetologist because of a childhood trauma. I gave him a whole backstory.
And let's hear this backstory, Joe. You committed to this. Now you have to keep going.
I think he became a herpetologist because everybody in the town seems to be into herpetologists. But
I mean, they did all come from the herpetological school.
Yeah, go with your theory.
Yeah, to your point, in that school, there were two herpetologists,
that's
like two snake
point.
Experts.
Like, this there was has just to be, one class on snakes.
This university must be the leading center for snake research in the country. It's definitely. There's no way that a school has two snake experts. That classroom literally has nothing but snake shit around.
I'm sorry, you want to bring another herpetologist? We don't have the money!
How many colleges have snake experts just
lying around?
That's
what I'm saying.
Like,
they devoted a whole classroom in snake skins and diagrams all over the place.
I feel like that's definitely like one of those things where it's just like one school in the country.
Right.
Where like if you're like, oh, you studied biology, what do you like, snakes? Okay, go here
right.
in the middle of nowhere and learn about snakes.
That's what it is. Yes.
You will get very close to snakes, we guarantee.
We take the philosophy, be one with the snakes, very seriously.
The background.
It's probably in Utah at one of those churches where they all like hold the snakes up and
the background here is kind of interesting. So this is the same production company. Obviously, it's under the Universal umbrella, but these are the same, I guess, producers that worked on Jaws, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Zanuck Brown.
Yes. That threw Nick off.
More reason to see Jaws, Nick.
When
He's never
did Jaws,
seen Jaws
come out?
77? 75.
So 2 years after this.
Yes.
They made Jaws.
So people were assuming that Zanuck Brown were geniuses, and they were just like, that looks good. Giant sharks? Okay.
They liked the animal ones.
Yeah.
Well, so is that what they did? What else is in their filmography?
That's as far as I got.
Adam?
That's as far as I got, too.
Okay.
I think they made a bunch of movies that were just non-starters as far as cultural stuff goes, but they were.
I mean, it's quite amazing though that they got Jaws at all. It's like, yeah, you get all these shithole movies, but then, you know, like one of arguably the best movies ever made.
Well, because they got Spielberg, that's all. It's just they stumbled into a good
director. But it's Spielberg before he's like, you know, like the Spielberg that we know.
That's what I mean.
But it's pretty amazing.
They just got lucky with it.
So they did. The same movie, apparently, the same movie, rather, the same year they did The Sting.
Huh? The Sting? Like the heist movie?
No, it's about giant bees.
Ah. How disappointing.
Redford and Newman, that Sting?
Like that one.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's actually called The Sting.
I would believe that, though. No, I'm serious. Like, The Sting with Redford.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
They did Deep Impact.
Really?
Oh.
What?
They did Cocoon.
What?
All right.
Cocoon.
Let's not beseech the names of these two.
Cocoon The Return.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Now we can.
Sugarland Express.
That's Spielberg.
Oh, that was Spielberg.
Well, okay. The Island.
The Island, okay.
And Willie Dynamite.
I always get The Island and The Beach mixed up.
Which one's The Island?
I don't know.
That's the one that's on the beach.
Which one's got Leo?
I think
Leo's
the beach.
In the beach.
I think, yeah.
Leo's on the beach.
Who's in The Island?
No. Yes.
So are you saying these guys are like Targaryens? They're kind of just flip a coin.
What?
Yeah, they just are like, that looks good.
And it just works half the time.
Does it have a mostly one word title? Great, let's do it.
Here's my question about, and we have to come to a consensus on this: best title ever or worst title ever?
Best title.
I also vote best.
I mean, it's not better than Jaws.
I have to go best.
Yeah, but Jaws was Peter Benchley, so they really didn't.
I have an important question. I don't think any of us can answer it, but this is really going to be the hard line for me, is whether or not they had a reason for seven S's.
Six S's.
Seven.
I'll have you know.
Seven.
Oh, it is seven.
Don't be a fuck with me if you don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
You're asking the question about six or seven S's, whatever.
So they ended at seven?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
So my question
is
they do it for like advertising reasons, because it's like the right amount for like to fit in a newspaper ad or some shit, or like just, oh, this will fit on a billboard nicely, or,
well, I know, you know, it was originally called Snake.
Oh.
and then the studio was like, nah, let's make it sounds more mysterious.
That's the question though. Like, did they do it for a particular reason? Or do they just go, eh, that's fine.
I like Snake better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I way like Snake.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could see they would turn off the people who might have a stutter. Like, are you mocking me from coming to see your movie?
Oh, my God.
Going to the cinema.
Oh, but I bet lend itself to like so many more things like that. Like, come to the cinema to see.
Oh, could be, yeah.
Yeah. Is there some kind of ad campaign that we can look up that they may have launched for this movie?
Well, here's my question. How successful was this movie?
Oh, I would guess not very.
Are you going to do the thing where you try to guess in how many Drew Carey's this movie made?
We'll get there, don't you
worry. We will now, Joe. Thank you.
Fuck.
Here's the trailer for it. You want to listen to this a little bit?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Once this motion picture sinks its fangs into you, you'll never be the same.
Not bad. I'm going to come home.
Get off! Don't say it. Hiss it. Don't say it. Hiss it. Don't say it. Hiss it.
Hiss it?
Hiss it.
What the hell are you doing here? Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Get out! Get out!
Shut.
See?
I feel like my guts are being rearranged.
Touch your skin. It's scale. Look for your legs. They're gone. Feel your body. It's cold. And listen for the hissing.
I love you.
Your face.
What about it?
It looks different.
He doesn't want to see you.
You're hiding something from me. I know it.
You forget how much.
Man, they spoil the shit out of this movie.
King Cobra versus Mongoose.
They literally have...
Or is it versus man?
David!
They're just showing the end of the... They showed the last shot of the movie.
The most unusual horror film ever made. See it.
See it. All right.
Wow, there were so many missed opportunities.
Yeah, that left something to be desired.
I will say, though, from only listening to it, I am on the best title camp.
I'll just follow suit.
I love it. Yeah, don't say it. Hiss it.
Yeah.
Hiss don't it. Say it. Hiss it. I'm in.
Yeah, it's not
that
bad,
seems like the best and worst tagline.
Yeah.
Don't,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I think it. Let's get into the plot, shall we? Nick Evangelista, take it away, my friend.
Mm. Okay, so mad scientist. So we open up on an old man, this mad scientist giving Fading. Some sort of box. Exterior.
Oh, I just realized what was in the box.
Exterior, stoner house, nice.
You just realized what was in the box?
I just realized what was
Timmy
in the box.
Timmy was in the box. It was Timmy.
What's in the box?
Timmy.
You mean Tim Spoiler. McGraw?
That's right.
That was his name.
Timmy.
No, there's literally a character named Tim McGraw in this movie. I don't want to sell that short.
Do you think Tim McGraw likes this movie?
Okay.
We need to expose him to the movie.
Can snakes like movie?
Ooh. Yes.
Five so, stars.
This movie's so scary, I jumped out of my skin.
That's appropriate. That's appropriate. So he's giving this box with a live creature inside of it to a carny, right? I mean, that's what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually revealed.
And then they don't
carny.
Really, then they don't really get back to it until later. So then we cut to this mad scientist reaching out to one of his colleagues at the university, looking for a new assistant to help him with his snake studies.
Yes, no, that's accurate.
It's accurate, but that's when you accurate. Say it out loud, it sounds so stupid.
My snake studies.
Oh, a lot of things. This is the thing, Joe. A lot of times when we say it out loud, we realize how stupid these movies are.
Hey, so Jim, you want to come over and help me with my snake studies?
What a study.
He gets a student and he starts... first day on the job, he goes, "Hey, son, I'm going to inject you with some venom." And he just, you know, and basically the rest of the movie just continues with this kid getting injected every day or every other day or whatever. And kid starts boning the mad scientist's daughter.
Only once. He's not, like, boning consistently. It's a one-time
We don't know. We don't know how often they're...
Well, they at least shared a... They dip in the lagoon together. Yeah. So that's definitely
we don't know if they had sex in the lagoon.
Can I just go back to when the two doctors were talking to each other and that weird dominance stance they did? Like, the one doctor was calling him by his first name because apparently they're familiars.
Yes.
But then the one doctor's
how big is the field of hepatology?
Yeah, he's like, "Well, Steve," and he goes, "It's doctor. Say it." Like he got his jollies off that.
Okay, Dr. Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I also love the line where he's flirting with the student and he goes, "Thinking comes naturally to me."
Oh, what a stupid line.
He was the most repulsive human being I've seen.
So gross.
It's like, is there anything? Yeah, that is the most douchey. Like, yeah, that's all I do is I sit in rooms and think. Don't you find it sexy? It's like making smoothies comes easy to me. Is that a brag? It comes so natural.
So buried in all this plot here,
I'm a professional breather. Thank you very much.
buried in all this plot is a bunch of obnoxious religious allegory.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Including, you know, God and the devil and Adam and Eve and just. Mm-hmm.
Well, because
it's repulsive how on the nose it is.
Yeah. It's repulsive.
Well, and like Dr. Stoner basically says that the snake was an angel who got turned into a snake from God to tempt them.
You also got to remember, though, that he's essentially saying, "I am God."
Yes.
Yes.
Because
yes.
He's a, you know, douche.
And then, that was an obvious, you know, he releases an injured bird back into the public.
Oh, my God.
He literally holds a dove. He picks up a dove off the ground and he goes, "And I release you." Yeah. And throws it in the air. Like, what a douche. And then the David and his daughter, when they go swimming, they strip naked. And it's literally Adam and Eve. Like, they're just being so obnoxious.
Wait a minute. David and the doctor's daughter. The way you said it, it sounded like David and his daughter are going skinny dipping.
It's all the same. It's all the same.
Because well, then it would be a weird incest plot.
All right. Pause.
That's, what is Adam and Eve?
We have to have a few
right?
conversations.
Do you want, Joe, would you like to talk about the way that this is framed?
Before we get there.
Before we get there.
Hold on. I just want to, for a second, address what the fuck is going on with her hair.
Oh.
Can we just please, can you tell me what that
it
haircut
was? It was the 70s,
well,
man.
I said it. I think I said it.
Oh,
best.
You, yeah.
Yes.
Great.
The hair department didn't know what style to give her, so they gave her all of it.
Yeah.
They gave her every style.
They gave her the everything. It's just go and give me the everything. I was like, was it a perm? Was
her
it
hair's
a,
not a bagel, guys. What are you doing?
It had the weave at the end of it. It was like, there were like three layers.
It was like feathered but slicked back.
Yes.
And it was weird.
It was like, what's her face from the Addams Family? Like, what is going on here? But like wavier.
Well, I mean, she was a handsome woman. So
also massive chin.
Yeah. And
my
huge,
God, what a chin line.
And huge forehead.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that the reason they gave her that hairstyle was when she walked into makeup, hair and makeup, the hairstylist was just like, we have so much to work with. How do we take attention away from her face?
That's actually fantastic.
That's not bad.
Why didn't I go to law school? Stuck fixing these brutes for the rest of my life. I don't want to offend that woman. I'm sure she's quite nice.
She married someone famous. And the only reason I looked her up was because her last name was Menzies.
Menzies.
Oh. Yeah, Leslie. I think it's Leslie Menzies.
Heather Menzies.
Heather.
Let's see.
It's all the same.
Yeah, no, the chin was what was crazy to me. It's like, what a massive cleft that was. Is
she was
still around?
Louisa
no.
Von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
Oh. Look at that. Apparently. Sound of Music, Logan's Run, and that's what
she was in Logan's Run.
Oh, really? She was in The Sound of Music?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre because I didn't do it while we were watching it, but when her dad was chastising her about having sex.
Yeah.
I was like, if she breaks into I Am 16 Going on 17 right now, that would be perfect.
Which one of the Von Trapps sings that song?
Robert Orrick.
Ah.
She was married to.
He was not a Von Trapp.
No.
I don't think he sang that song either.
He was not the female Von Trapp daughter who was singing.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, go ahead. Talk about the naked scene.
One of my favorite scenes was the naked scene where
as is mine.
They were like, huh, so we have a PG rating. We have to keep it relatively clean, but we want to indicate that they're about to get down and dirty. So magically, as bare asses come into view, leaves of trees and vines that had not been there before and are very clearly painted onto the camera appear. And then
I really like that one with the caked on mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
And then I love the fact that after they both get in the water and they can't be seen, the same shot, the leaves are completely gone.
Right. No, because it's so obvious as the camera moves, so do the leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not stationary at all.
It's one of those things, though, where it's like we can't really do it justice by just talking about it because people are like, what do you mean leaves just covering the screen? But it's really bad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I will say I did kind of appreciate, though, when we got like her perspective.
Yeah.
After she had taken her glasses off and it's just so, like super blurry.
Right.
I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, they were like, well, we can't put leaves in front of water.
Yeah.
So how do we hide his schlong and butt?
Yeah.
I know. We'll make it blurry because that's what she's seeing because she wears glasses.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If leaves just appeared in her eyeliner.
Seaweed just starts growing up out of the water.
No, but you're right, though. It literally is the Adam and Eve. I remember when I was a kid, I had one of those like picture Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know,
I think it's still up here in the studio.
I'm sure it's somewhere around
here. And the Adam and Eve looked like those two actors?
No, yeah. No, the leaves were just always in convenient places.
And
I used to think that was so funny. It's like, oh, that's how they got around it.
Well, like the vine is hanging off the branch at just the right height to cover her boobs.
Exactly. Yeah, just the nipple.
Yeah.
The car door was there constantly. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like Wilson from Home Improvement. Just always in the right place.
I just thought of the Simpsons.
I was thinking of the Simpsons, too.
Oh, yeah, the Simpsons, right.
Except Bart. You do end up seeing his dick.
Yeah, the Bart skateboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before
thing.
The break in the hedge.
Good stuff.
There was some movie where they did that with product placement. They, like, edited. Oh, no, I'm thinking about. it was a terrible movie. It was, you guys know that movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
They made a sequel.
They did.
Oh, yeah. Return of the Killer Tomatoes? With George Clooney.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's a very funny part where they're like, oops, we ran out of money to do the movie. We had to start doing product placement. And there's a scene where two people are kissing, and all of a sudden, to cover up the kiss, this like box of cereal comes up out of frame.
That's a very like Wayne's World approach to product placement.
But they were being serious about it?
No, I hope. You don't know with a movie like Return of the Killer Tomatoes. I mean, maybe.
They might have needed the George Clooney, but that was just the best way to do it.
You got George Clooney.
No, there's no way. There's no way you get George Clooney and you're like, oh, we ran out of money. We need to do product.
No, they ran
placement.
Out of money because they got George Clooney.
Yeah. No, this was George Clooney like when he was on The Facts of Life.
Like, oh word, really? Young Clooney.
Oh, yeah. This was like Return to Horror High George Clooney.
1988.
Was it Return or Revenge?
Return.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got...
John Astin was in it.
Really?
Gomez Adams, yeah. Who I used to work for.
No kidding.
Really?
Where?
Here in Connecticut.
Really?
He did a stopover for a show that he was in. He was a one-man show of Edgar Allan Poe, and it was like the last gasp of a career.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got to see him and his toupee up close very... very often.
Oh, nice. two Adams Family references today.
Yeah.
Wow. Who would have thought?
Oh, yeah.
Was waiting for it.
Let's check the board. No. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's the most in a day. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. That's
survey said two. Two, the number one answer.
So, yeah, naked scene happens. They start banging a lot. Then what happens, Nicholas?
Snakes.
Bullshit.
Snakes.
Bullshit. Let me ask you a question, Nick. What did you think of the movie?
What did I think of it?
Yeah.
That says it all, I think.
He always reacts this way to these movies.
These movies... No, it's just... Yeah, maybe these aren't my favorite kinds of movies. That's fair. It's the obnoxious religious allegory... For me,
really, you thought it was like, that overbearing?
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it was.
I think, dude. I mean, when it
he was
started,
literally at one point when he was being a snake, he was like eating an apple while they were injecting him. Like,
oh,
it's
I missed
just
that part.
Every chance they had,
well, and then
every
was,
little chance they had,
there was that
they did it.
That fade and then that cut into like the picture of the snake around the tree and literally Adam and Eve. Yes. They had that picture in his fucking house. Like,
right. Yeah. Well, even when after the first time he got the shot. All of like the when we were joking that he was tripping in a in a museum, it was all like religious paintings and shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's obvious though. But I'm talking about like,
here's
well, I know, but like, I'm just saying they're not subtle with it whatsoever.
By the way,
and it gets
the
really
most,
obnoxious.
The most boring drug trip of all time. Just fading images of old Catholic paintings. It's like I
you know,
certainly hope there's a little
I,
more
I
to it than that.
I looked up online really quick when that scene happened. I'm like, you know, can you actually get high off snake venom? And it turns out, I guess you can get high off snake venom.
Can you?
You can get high off of basically anything.
Yeah, you can get high off most anything.
Yeah.
But I did find this thing on this article from Gizmodo. Apparently, they
the
take
only
venomous
trustworthy
snakes.
News source.
Apparently, they take venomous snakes that are dead, and they soak them in alcohol.
Ooh.
Like wine and shit like that. And then... Like so, and you have a full live snake. Like it looks like a snake. It's like mummified essentially.
Oh, I think I've seen these.
Just in a bottle of alcohol, and people drink it, and they get really fucking crazy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They sell these.
They do it. They do it a lot in like Asian countries.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, like in like Thailand.
So that's a thing.
Yeah, they do it a lot down there.
Y'all heard of the licking the frogs?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, Mike Tyson just did that.
Just did that.
Yeah. He went down there
like
the
like
frog.
10 minutes ago. Like how good is your scoop?
Yeah, yeah like do, like
is it another,
were you watching a live feed? What?
I don't know. I saw it on Twitter. Really? I don't know.
Is it another HuffPo exclusive?
Yeah. Like, how do you trust anything you see online? I don't know. Apparently, he licked a frog and was like, "Yes, my mind has been opened." I think I'm gonna go lick the frog, guys.
My mind has been opened.
It wasn't the one that gets you high. It's just I just wanted to lick a frog's ass. And
yeah, Mike Tyson trying to read this title.
We're sorry, Mike Tyson.
That would be a whole day's worth of podcast.
What's that tattoo on your face? Supposed to be a thin...
No, keep going. No, keep going,
don't
Nico.
Worry, don't worry about it.
So here's the thing about this movie to me, though, is like the whole time I could tell it was trying to say something, but I never really quite got what it was trying to say.
What? Yeah, no, and that was the thing. Like, it was sort of, that's why I said it.
Nico just doesn't understand how to use the computer. You can just...
For those of you listening at home, there's a TV screen that has... It expands and contracts in size on screen. So the Skype just keeps on going in and out.
It's
so.
A very strange setup. We actually tried to simulate him being in the room.
That's, yeah, it kind of works. I don't know why...
Usually when I'm there, I go like this the whole time. Yeah. I just go in and out while I'm talking.
And
it
goes in and out.
For those of you listening at home, that was the thing about the old monster movies and the old horror movies was it was always the construct of man. Mm. You know, like you look back at right. some of the great old movies like Them or, you know, The Blob. It was always the fault of the person who either found it and they didn't understand what they were doing with it. And I think this was like the last gasp because then the next one they did was Jaws.
Right.
Which is just a natural...
It's just nature being nature.
Right. It's a monster movie, but it's not uncommon for sharks to get that big.
Yeah.
So it's like they sort of lose that man is fucking with the universe and the world. And yeah, it was heavy-handed religion, but it was that weird sort of coming out of the 50s and 60s universal tradition.
Well, and it's weird because we're kind of going back to the whole, oh, man keeps fucking up creating these things.
Kinda. Like with?
Well, like with...
Interstellar.
No, I'm just no. What was the was it the J.J. Abrams movie that just came out a little while ago?
Cloverfield.
Super 8?
Maybe it wasn't J.J.
Cloverfield.
No, they were like Nazis.
Was it Cloverfield?
Oh, Overlord.
Overlord. Yeah. Because wasn't that?
Was it Cloverfield?
Is it?
I would just keep.
Is
saying,
it Cloverfield?
No. I mean, I would say the closest example we honestly have to that now are the Jurassic World movies.
Yeah,
and maybe. The 2014 Godzilla, kind of.
Yeah, maybe.
It doesn't really commit to that as well, but yeah, I'd say that's about as...
But yeah, I'm not saying with Veo, but I think we're getting back to it in a way.
Why do you figure we lost it?
I don't know.
I think it became commonplace, so we don't have that fear of nuclear war anymore. We don't have that fear of the other unknown, because as the world got smaller... Science was actually seen as a positive thing.
Right.
When you look back on a movie like Them, and if you don't know, Them is about giant ants, plain and simple.
Yeah.
It's sort of that, oh, it's the nuclear threat, and oh my God, that's
relax,
so fucking with
dude.
Me.
Dude, fucking chill.
But it's that we don't have that fear anymore of things because right. it's sort of, we know so much more about it.
True. And also, I think the inner political stuff. The international politics stuff, I think, has also gotten a little more complicated, too.
Yeah.
Where the idea of just, like, sort of the faceless invader, Cold War paranoia, World War II, whatever that
invasion
may be.
Invasion of the
day
body snatchers.
The day the Earth is still, yeah.
I just think now it's a lot more nuanced. It's like, oh, there's now the enemy within that you have to worry about, and they're... And I think you see a lot of that towards the beginning of the 2000s. And there's also a lot of skepticism for the forces that are supposed to be keeping us safe. We just did a whole podcast about the Bourne movies, and that's basically what they're about.
Yeah.
How those that claim that they have your best interest don't. And I think there was, I guess, something novel and almost comforting about the us versus them mentality of that era. You know, it was just the stakes were easier.
It made more
the lines
sense.
Were drawn a little more firmly. And since then, it's, you know, I'm obviously like we've learned more. And I think like we're becoming more, we have a more nuanced appreciation for how the world works. But there is kind of like an ignorance is bliss about, yeah, what if the only problem is a giant monster that comes out of the sea and begins?
Are you saying we'd be
us?
Happier with more totalitarianism and propaganda? I just want to make sure I'm understanding your point.
Coming up next, Birth of a Nation. Well, to your point, too, I think it's that caution stuff, too, is that we don't like to be told about, you know, being cautious. Like,
go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I get where you're all coming from, but the problem is this movie doesn't really ever, like, reach a point, like... Because at the end, there's no solution. He just turns people into snakes.
Right.
No.
Right.
Well, it's just the facade. You know what I mean,
there's not like, oh, you know, we can become half snake people, and like, no, you just become a snake. And he's like, okay, you're fine now. You're going to be a snake. You're going to live. It's like, well, no, that's what is.
That's absolutely correct. The movie is a terrible failure.
Yes.
At living okay. up to those. It's a terrible failure living up to that sort of history that it plays off of.
That doesn't mean that movies like this can't be that, though. That's certainly what the original Godzilla was. Very effectively so. But, you know, like, again, they just after a certain point, like what you said, it just kind of becomes commonplace. And it's like, oh, let's have something that makes money, but throw in a theme in quotes, even though we just want people to get attacked by snakes.
This might be.
I didn't hate this movie, in fairness.
Okay. Well,
personally.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
No, I didn't hate it.
I'm never going to see it again.
Thanks, Joe.
You are welcome. I have watched it twice.
This might be a good time to discuss Dr. Stoner's motivations. I think this might be the time. So,
what motivations?
He tries turning David into a snake. Obviously, the last experiment was a failure.
I guess he tries.
Right?
And he succeeds.
He succeeded this time.
The Tim McGraw. So he got like halfway through the procedure and it's like, okay, this isn't working, so I'm just going to sell him off to a freak show, right?
Yeah, I think.
With David, the experimentation works. He injects David with this venom every day. He is eventually transformed into a snake. Like, they use a real snake to play that incarnation of David. And we're saying that this is just a snake with the mind of a human being?
Yes.
Was that the motivation?
How is he able to change literally everything except the mind?
Yeah, that I don't understand.
Like, literally every physical component of this man is transformed into a snake except his brain?
That's the thing. It's funny because he literally shrinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He just becomes a snake.
I think it would have been sort of weirdly more convincing if they just use like a giant fake, like a human-sized fake snake.
Yeah.
Like they get a bunch of guys in like a, you know, those two people horse costumes. They just get like eight guys and all lay together in a big snake
just
costume.
Those like dragons that they use in like Chinese parades and everything like that.
Yeah, and then like he doesn't do anything special. He just hangs out in the tub. Right. And then presumably gets eaten by a mongoose.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love how we can
like
hear
he can't
him, like,
protect himself from anything. He's just
that's
a
my
snake.
Question.
Well,
What's
we already know
perk?
He knows how to bite,
which sure, he showed so. In that fight. Oh, that was the part you skipped over. Was the carnival that appears out of nowhere?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Go to
I didn't
carnival.
Know there was a they carnival in town.
They see Timmy the snake man.
Yep.
Call him by his full Christian.
Tim
name,
McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
Timothy. McGraw the Snake Man. For the record, his credit is Tim-Snakeman.
Nice.
Timothy the Snake Man McGraw. We don't know.
He was
That's
on
actually just his, a cool nickname.
Yeah, he
I
was
wish
on the,
I had a pun.
We don't know his WWF
I was
sort of
just thinking
intro.
That. He's on the pro wrestling circuit.
I wish I had
we
a pun.
I don't know what they would have given him.
I just realized
Tim
I don't
McGraw
know any
pun.
Tim
you don't
McGraw
know
songs.
Any Tim McGraw song.
No, he actually found a second career as Jake the Snake Roberts Snake.
Good stuff.
Nick
That's
looks
a deep
lost.
No, are you fucking kidding me? You think I don't know this shit?
No, I know.
I know this shit by heart, goddamn
no,
it.
But the carnival was a great scene because it just appears out of nowhere. And they're like, hey, we noticed they were driving without headlights.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, good thing that carnival is there to light our way. Oh, hey, a carnival.
Now, here's a question I have.
There hasn't been a carnival in town for over 100 years.
There ain't been a snake farm around this town for 9 to 5 years.
My big question is, you illegally purchase a half-man, half-snake from some crazy doctor.
Yes.
Right.
How far away before you go, you know what, let's set up here. I feel like you'd travel at least out of state.
Oh, right.
I thought you were going to ask about taxes. Well, I thought you were going to ask about how they deal with that.
Listen, all law enforcement considerations seem to be underthought.
Of which there's
movie.
Two.
Yeah. That's
in fairness,
example.
Only 50% of the cops can shoot.
Right. Yeah. And there's only two of them there.
Ironically, right. Same with the cinematographers.
Hold on, no, he's looking. Oh, there.
Oh, I just closed the page. Here it is.
This isn't delayed. Hold on, wait.
Oh. like carnivals?
No.
No.
They scare the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Every,
I feel like
every,
that's like the excitement of like those rides, though, is like you actually know you might die.
Yeah, well, every ride's a death trap. It's been like...
Wait, have you seen the new... is it Geico? No.
It is.
What's it? Is it Geico?
No, no, it's like Ally Bank or something.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Is right. it Ally Bank? Well, so. But it's like the Good Enough commercials.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and there's one where they're at a carnival and they go, is this safe? He goes, yeah. I put it together last night. What happens if something goes wrong? We just move to the next town. And then he walks away.
Have you ever been on a ride where it started falling apart?
Yeah, I was sitting...
Because I have.
I went to
what?
Like a...
I've been on a ride where it started falling.
Is this
falling.
Commonplace?
I went
you
to
both have stories about
I went
it.
To a shitty carnival, got in like the crappy roller coaster that they have, and when I went to go leave the car, bolts fell out of my lap.
Oh my God!
Okay, I had an instance where... You know the... I don't know what the hell you call it, but you're in like this thing that spins around.
The zipper.
But and you're in a
car that the
turn.
Zipper that was my favorite ride ever.
This thing's seatbelt came off.
Oh.
The door opened.
I was gonna say, did the door swing open?
I was,
you know,
fucked, man.
And you know what the funny thing is? I can almost guarantee that the carnival workers just went, okay, no one go on that. 20 minutes. Yeah, this car's free. Yeah.
I have never been so scared in my
that
entire life.
I was in Universal Studios in Japan, and
oh
they had
God.
The Jurassic World ride where you're strapped in only by your upper body and your legs are free.
Oh, yep.
Right.
And you go upside down. Right. And
did you get
my
stuck?
Thing wasn't tight enough.
Oh, God.
So you started, like, sliding?
I felt myself coming out a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, God.
So holding on real tight, going upside down. And I was like...
Is it
so,
bet?
So based off the fact that you said part of the fun is knowing you might die, was that
yeah.
fun?
Oh, it was a blast. I went on that thing. I had a season pass, like a year pass, and I went like 30 times.
Were you like, can you give me the unsafe seat?
I need
that
rush again.
He bought his own knife to cut the seatbelt.
I had a friend who went on one of those hanging roller coasters. He was fine, but he
didn't. What do you mean hanging? Wait, do you mean like what I described? Or
Yeah. So like your upper body, your feet are dangling.
Nick, did you just make it like a suicide joke?
Yeah.
I just wasn't
that
sure if
land.
They just like tie up in a noose and let you go. I don't
yeah.
know.
It was a one-way ticket.
oh, Nico, don't. I'm already sick of this.
Okay. Good thing it's broken.
And it was down at a place called King's Dominion in Virginia.
Heard of it.
Yeah, it's a Paramount Pictures theme park.
Yeah.
And at one point it goes underwater. There's a trap door that it goes under a lake. From the beginning of the ride, my friend was like, all right, I'm strapped in. What the fuck is this? And the ride takes off. He's like, God damn it, son of a bitch. And he's just like whipping around cursing the whole time. He's like, wow. Nobody told me, fucking motherfucker, son of a bitch. God damn it. And then it goes under the water. And he's like, God damn it. Monkey shit. Son of a- the ride pulls into the station and he has the balls as people are getting off. He has the balls to go, all right, everybody calm down. It was just a ride.
Incredible.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
So no, I don't like carnivals, especially ones in the middle of the woods.
Yeah. I'm with you. The other,
I'm pretty sure that's how serial killers form. Yeah. Is the carnival in the middle of the woods.
It reminds me of Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Love that movie.
I was literally just thinking that.
Yeah. Nick and I did that podcast not too long ago.
Great. Oh, really?
Yeah, we did.
Great movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a good
one. Was it just you and I?
Yeah. Just me and you.
Really? We still do that?
We did that at that point, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Was it?
We should try it more often. Not bad. Yeah. No, it's good. I love it.
They're apparently planning sequels to that movie.
What? Right?
Really?
But like now sci-fi is buying up all these B movies that are... movies like that, sci-fi 80s 90s B movies, and they're buying up the rights so they can make TV series. Like Critters just came out, I think, on sci-fi.
I heard about that.
Oh yeah,
wow.
I heard that.
Yeah,
that's
heard
the right
Critters.
Audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, it's like 14 year old boys that are into monsters still.
Yeah.
Or me.
I was gonna say, or me, or Adam, or Joe, or yeah.
People like monsters, Nico. Okay.
Yeah, it takes one to know one.
What if the monster was inside of us the whole time?
No. Dun, dun, dun.
The real snakes were the friends we made along the way.
Don't do.
Oh.
That wasn't even earned.
See, I'm telling you, I'm already over that.
Yeah. Oh, I've been over
it. I'm over
it.
No,
that was not earned.
I'm so glad I came on this particular show. I could have done Conan O'Brien's podcast.
Couple other notes I wanted to point out. The doctor, as we said, just one more time. I don't think that we quite articulated this. No, his name is Dr. Stoner.
Yes.
Perfect name for a character like this.
In the 70s.
Sure.
In the Stone.
Right. Yeah. He kills one of the bullies. He's like one of the town bullies because the town bully kills his pet snake.
He kills Harry.
Harry is the name of the snake.
Yeah, Harry, who was the best character in that entire movie.
Right. Yes.
That's true. Stupid name for a snake, though.
Yeah.
Why is it a stupid name for a snake?
Because, Zach, that might have been a person's name.
Yeah, we had that theory, but I don't think that's...
Because then he wouldn't have messed up Tim so bad.
True. Right, right. The theory was that he was a former person, but...
He could have been high when he did Tim, to be honest.
For a long time, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, Harry is his ex-wife, or like... Right. His daughter's mom.
Right.
Oh, you thought it was like Harriet? And he
yeah, Harrietta.
It.
Or yeah. Something,
it's his mother. It's the psycho twist.
Yeah, what did happen to the mom? I need to know now.
In what? In
oh, you mean
in Psycho?
No, no, in this movie. No. The mom that doesn't exist. What happened to her? I need to know.
That just reminded me. I mentioned this to Nico when I first got
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, you have to give us your notes.
This is... So I was listening to the... I was driving up from New York today, and I listened to the Interstellar podcast. It really got me through the drive. Sorry.
Aw.
But the there were two pieces of unintentional comedy that you guys did, and this just reminded me. One of them was when... You were trying to figure out leap year stuff.
Yeah.
And Nico, you were like, oh, it's about the earth going, you know, the rotation of the earth, and you gain an hour and you lose an hour. And then Nico goes, well, wait, what does 365 make? And every one of you assholes go, a year.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And I was.
It was a poorly worded question.
And then you went first, right? When you were talking about the movie?
Of course I did.
Yeah. So you were like, this is terrible. It's dog shit. It's just miserable. It's absolute dog shit. Nico goes, all right, let's not get into specifics. But tell me about the movie.
That was a fun one.
But I'm going to guess that the mom in this movie got eaten by a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fair bet, probably.
Anyway, Dr. Stoner kills the bully with the Black Mamba snake venom. He just
with the snake.
Yeah, puts the snake in the shower, and it's like this awesome slow-mo scene where like water is spurting on his face, and it's like amazing. And
very sexy.
And I'm just thinking to myself, when the forensics...
Again, like Psycho.
When the forensics come back on this shit... Like, what's Dr. Stoner's alibi? It's like Black Mamba snake got into the shower and killed him.
Well, no, but they said he died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they just conveniently
they actually, and
overlooked.
And they alluded to that at the beginning of the movie.
You're going to miss that play on your...
Yeah.
They just conveniently overlooked the two snake puncture wounds.
The throbbing snake
play. They set everything up at the beginning in that scene when they're like, when the guy's like, neither of us have very long to live. You might as well smoke.
Right.
So there was some thought given to the script.
Sure. Yeah.
But they even the time was all off because when the cops come in, they're like, when the other doctor comes in, he's like, the college has a half day of classes for the funeral of the football star who died, which was literally yesterday.
Yeah.
So they interred the body and had a funeral all in like half a day.
Mm. Yeah.
So
I think, yes, logistically it may not.
And
I can let that pass. That's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about the fact that the girl who was in the room with him...
This was my favorite.
Assumed she fucked him to death.
How much did you love him? Three times.
It's the best quote ever.
I love the absolute subjugation of women in this movie.
Oh, God.
Like, they talk about it, and then... the two men are having a discussion at the dinner table, and the doctor's daughter, who's supposedly a brilliant woman in her own mind, is like, well, who's going to help me with these dishes? It's like a bad 70s sitcom.
Yeah.
They're having some esoteric conversation about mankind, right? And he's like, and they say something about man. She goes, man, how about woman? Who's going to help you? It's like really on the nose again.
Yeah.
Like, this movie is very one-dimensional. I'm not even going to say two-dimensional. One-dimensional.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the girl who's just, like, there because the football star was fucking her, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Jumping around on bed.
On the water
bed. So I do love that. Like, he's rejected... So there's a scene earlier. They're on a water bed, and she's trying to, you know, she's trying to get him ready to, like, do some stuff and whatever. And...
to do some stuff.
Is that technical terminology?
They're going to touch parts.
Hey, babe, let's do some stuff.
Here, I'll make the sound, but I won't say the word.
Okay. Nico, what is that?
Clapping.
that's Nico eating some Lay's really fast. and he's like rejecting her, and he's like, no, he's like, my coach only lets me have sex twice a week, kind of thing. It's like, I'm an athlete. I'm not allowed to do it more than that.
My coach lets me have sex twice a week.
No, it's
so
twice
this
a
was
night.
A thing. This was a thing back at, I think more back in the day than now, but like,
they really didn't want
to keep testosterone levels up and to not wear yourself out, like to not waste your energy and your muscle and all that.
I mean,
it's
they still say it now, but
it's actually
in women, it increases testosterone.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Not having sex or having sex?
No, having sex.
Increases women's testosterone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Let's get to the ending, shall we? Talk to me about the ending of this movie.
Short and sweet.
Nick, that's you.
This is acting just like the movie did. It's like we had about an hour of just...
Yeah.
So David slowly becomes a snake. And I really liked the snake makeup that he had. All that snake makeup they did was really, like, top-notch. I actually kind of liked it.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys.
Interesting take.
Actually, one of the things that...
No. Before he was actually, like, a snake. Like, when they made him sort of, like, half-snake.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
You mean,
about.
Like, laying on the table like he was?
Yeah, I liked
it. I didn't mind that.
I thought it was...
The thing is, it's not, like, a slow process. It's like he's slowly becoming Snake Man, and then all of a sudden, he's a snake.
All of a sudden he gets one last injection and literally before our eyes in the matter of 60 seconds becomes a snake.
Yes. By the way, all those injections were real.
Real injections.
They don't know what was in them, but those were actual real injections.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like much was actually like practical effect.
It was probably like a colored saline or something.
Probably, but that guy got stuck.
Often,
lot.
Right.
Wow.
He got stuck more than that girl in that football jock storm room.
Hey-o.
Just
yuck,
kidding.
Yuck.
And we're going to gloss over that. And
Nick, your eye roll was fucking...
That was
helpful.
Brilliant, yeah.
At that point, the doctor goes outside and he antagonizes his King Cobra. And basically says, like, you ain't shit, bitch. I made something better than you. And then the snake kills him.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Verbatim.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Happened.
Yeah.
And the daughter returns to find David.
You ain't shit, bitch.
Yeah. And then I think the daughter returns to find David a snake.
Right.
Well, not just David a snake, but a mongoose.
Well, I guess, yeah, she goes to the car. She technically goes to the carnival first and learns about Timothy the Snake Man.
McGuire.
McGraw?
McGraw.
Did I say McGuire?
McGuire.
No, that's Toby McGuire. He's a piece of shit. And then the
different podcast.
Home.
Yeah.
Third.
And there's something with a mongoose. I don't know.
Yeah. Third.
The mongoose was attacking David.
Third. Third. Adam's Family reference. The midget in the freak show.
Yeah.
Was Felix Silla, who has done a bunch of B movies. He was in a lot of 80s and stuff, horror movies. Mm-hmm. He was Cousin It on the
Was he Cousin It?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There we go. We've hit 3 out of the 5 Adams family members. Let's see
hey,
if we
Adam,
can work the other 2.
Hold on. Were you talking about more?
Boo.
Yeah. Here's
number 4.
Oh, yeah. See, now it's funny
not
again.
Yeah, I've come full circle on it.
And then the mongoose at the end. So I was confused because what was the lesson we were supposed to learn? Because the mongoose, I assume, kills.
Oh yeah,
David Snake.
Yeah,
right. David Snake. Real king of the jungle.
Yes. like mongoose. You just see like lions getting out of the way, being like, "Fuck, here comes the mongoose." The mongoose king.
It's funny you mention that. You remember that MythBusters episode where they literally placed a mouse in front of an elephant and it got scared and walked out of the way?
Yes,
that is some crazy shit.
Yeah, it was weird.
Really?
They hid. Seriously. So okay, so yeah, they hid a tiny like mouse in basically elephant shit. That was like hard, nice. And then they carved it out and they stuck it underneath and they had it tied to a string. And when an elephant approached, they moved it, and the elephant saw the mouse and like paused, backtracked, and walked clean around it. And they thought, oh, it must be like the movement of the. And then they just had a mouse and it still totally avoided the mouse.
Wow,
it was weird.
Maybe elephants are just courteous.
Maybe.
You know.
Or maybe. They know something about mice we don't.
They're the mismanners of the jungle.
You're right. They never forget, Zach.
Exactly.
True that.
Long ago in the year 1000 BC, the Great Mice Wars. Their transgressions will be forever recorded in time.
It was at one point, mice were as big as elephants, and elephants as small as mice.
Who is that character? I want more of that, Nick, by the way. Where did that come from?
Is that like an elephant historian?
Yeah.
I think that's his David Attenborough.
No, that's David Attenborough.
He's the elephant professor at that.
Those are the elephant shaman that are recording.
The elephantologists.
Yeah, if you go one classroom over, you get the movie Trunk.
No, you get the movie.
I think that's a porn movie.
Fantastic.
That's
Trunk and Peanuts. Definitely a porn movie.
Trunk and Peanuts.
So yeah, the mongoose kills David, and presumably, I don't know, the mongoose then gets shot by the cops. We don't learn because there's a freeze frame after the girl is shouting, "David! David!"
Actually, the mongoose was given a hero's welcome in town. They had a little parade for it.
Yeah, maybe.
The mongoose.
They put him on a tiny mongoose pedestal.
The freeze frame is the shit.
Freeze frame was like, they were like, well, we have to end this movie somehow.
Right.
You've seen a movie that ends in a freeze frame.
We just ran out of film.
Yeah, and exactly. The budget stops here.
Halloween. Oh, sure.
You know, I think they invented
it
before
this. Did you just somehow compare this movie to Halloween?
No, I just said like,
both end on a freeze frame.
I missed the freeze frame and I'm like, yeah, Halloween just came out. That ends on a freeze frame.
Yeah, I guess they do. Yeah,
no, the Sopranos was influenced from this film. Yeah. I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
But that didn't end in
the original frame. Track that ended was Don't Stop Believin'.
No, yeah.
They just,
ooh, there you go.
They lost the rights.
Yeah, they couldn't get the rights back.
Before it was actually released to the public, it got...
That would mean that the people who made Sopranos would need to do their research, and they just loved the shit out of this movie.
Are you implying that the writers of the Sopranos did not do research?
Are you implying David Chase doesn't like snakes?
Why would I ever assume such a thing?
Yeah.
And then as the credits rolled, my favorite credit in there, the guy who made a terrible wife joke, the during the King Cobra fight.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yep.
He was credited as Waggish Tourist.
Waggish Tourist.
What a great word.
Waggish.
Waggish.
Like,
I think that's the name of your professor character. I think his first name is Waggish.
Yeah. Waggish T. Smithson. Elephant historian.
Well, see.
Elephant historian, actually. It's all one word.
So this is now the Waggish T. Smithson podcast. Welcome to it.
Awful movie. Fun time though.
It was a good time.
Game time now.
Game time. What the hell are we gonna do?
Joe, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, yes, it was annoying.
No, is that as loud when you're listening to the actual episodes as it is here?
All I'll say is that I have to rapidly turn down my car stereo. I'm listening to this. Yes.
All right. So
okay.
Jennifer Lopez from Anaconda. Let's go.
Which was a better movie, Anaconda or this?
Ooh.
Or Snakes
better
on a
movie
plane.
Or more enjoyable?
Snakes on a Plane or the sequel? Apparently, you're. Your principal had snakes in the office.
All right, snakes in the office. Pretty good.
Snakes in the office is just a bunch of...
What are the best snake movies? Adam wanted to talk about snake movies before.
The best snake movies?
Best snake movies? I mean...
Are there good snake movies?
The Jungle Book?
Okay. I guess that
I mean, Anaconda is wonderful.
Okay,
but then,
I've never seen it. So
Anaconda is terrible, but in the way that...
No. Anaconda is the best movie ever made by a human being.
What's the best movie made by snakes?
Best movie...
Independence Day.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Accurate.
No, Anaconda is great because... John Voight makes them like John Voight with a terrible Spanish accent.
I don't know.
Is it supposed to be Spanish?
We don't know what it is. We don't know what that is.
It's like some weird Spanish.
We got to do that.
South American.
I've been meaning to do Anaconda like since I've been on this podcast.
Right. I love Anaconda.
We'll get there eventually. Don't worry. Maybe for your birthday. That'll be your birthday.
I think you should do a. I'll come back for the next snake movie that you do.
It's just our resident snake course.
We'll start calling.
He's our snake guy.
Call me Dr. Stoner.
Joe the Snake Man.
Yeah,
that was your nickname in college.
Herpes. Dr. Joe the Snake Man.
Herpestologist.
So who are we doing here?
I don't know.
It's you.
Who's
Joe?
Like
who should we get?
Oh God, I don't know.
Yeah, dealer's choice.
I have no idea who we're doing.
Someone who deals with snakes.
Yeah.
The
how much was Steve Owen?
The crocodile hunter. Yeah.
Oh yeah, crocodile hunter.
Oh okay.
How the fuck?
What?
I dig it.
6 degrees of.
Seriously.
6 degrees.
Should we do his daughter just to be even weirder?
No.
Do his Heather Menzies.
No,
I meant Steve Irwin's daughter.
Bindi Irwin, right?
Yeah, should we just... How much is Bindi worth?
Bindi Irwin?
Nah, go with Steve.
Go Steve.
What about his kid, Robert?
So, Joe, I know you're a frequent listener of the program.
Yes. I feel like I just called into like the game show portion. Long time listener, first time caller.
What do you think about Eli, man? I'll tell you, Mike.
So I think Nomo was robbed of that.
So $165 million is the net worth of Drew Carey. You need to take that number and divide it by the net worth of Steve Irwin before time of death, I would presume.
Yes.
And that'll give you the Drew Carey number. That's your guess, and you're trying to get to close as close to that number as you possibly can.
We can't do halves and fractions.
No, we
can't. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I honestly think he was worth like half of Drew Carey.
Half?
Okay.
I think he's worth 80 and change.
So you'll say, say
two, it's going to be 82.5.
Two Irwins.
So, yeah, two Irwins equals a
Drew Carey.
Okay. Zach?
See, I don't think he was worth all that much.
Okay.
So I'm going to say 30 of him equals Drew Carey.
Wow.
Okay.
All which right. is?
$5.5 million.
Is it 5.5?
Okay.
Nico?
I'll go about 10. So I'll do 16.
Owens?
I'll do 16 and a half.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes. Hold on, 10...
16 and a half Irwins.
Okay, so for 10 million.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Nick, what do you got? What do you got?
165.
You think he was worth $1 million?
Okay.
I'm being generous. I was going to say half of that, but you guys are all so high, I feel comfortable.
All right. So you went, he's worth 10 million?
Yes.
$10 million or 16.5? 16
and a half.
16 and a half.
Is the Drew Carey number.
Australian dollars?
Okay.
I'm going 16.5. He's going 165.
Yeah.
He's going 2. He's going
30.
Okay.
Okay.
We are all over the place today with
Go
this.
Ahead.
Wow. This is interesting.
Did somebody get it?
Someone got it exactly right again.
Whoa! Woo!
Probably not me.
You guys are on
Joe,
a roll.
This is a big
Holy
deal.
Shit. This is amazing.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm very happy. This is kind of cool. All right, let's just start crossing people off. It's not Zach.
No, fuck. I swear if it's Nick again.
It's not Joe. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And now we're back to these two motherfuckers. And it's Nico.
Wow.
Well, that was not cinematic at all. I'm not happy.
What was your guess, Nico? What was your guess?
$10 million.
$10 million?
Yeah. That's not figured. I don't know. The guy was doing shit.
See, well, he had his own line of toys, and he had that zoo and everything. And
I figured he just donated way more of his net worth. Mm-hmm.
I figured he just spent it all on like crocodile food
and hookers, which are also crocodile food.
Was he into hookers?
Which is also crocodile. All right, that's a podcast. Joe, thank you so much for
joining. Thank you guys for letting me into the inner sanctum. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I hope it was.
I hope the studio was as impressive as you always imagined.
It was that and so much more.
I hope this represents what was in the theater of the mind.
it's like watching the sausage being made. It was brilliant. Mm.
Okay. What an ugly image.
Exactly.
If you went to
what
my bedroom,
kind
you'd see
of sausage.
see the sausage getting made.
Chorizo.
So,
is that because it's caliente?
Caliente pocket. One more piece of business to attend to. Zach, this is it.
Attend
baby.
To our business, please.
Yeah. This is the end of the road. For now.
For now.
It's the closing a of a chapter and, you know, another one hopefully coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully faster than George R. R. Martin is writing them. Your chapter will be available next. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's leaving, bro.
He is?
Into the Navy.
Oh, I forgot.
Why didn't we do a Navy movie?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
We did forever ago, remember?
Oh, right.
Under Siege.
Can we just play?
Yeah.
Can we just
under Siege, like 6 months ago.
We play in
ago.
The Navy as sure. we...
Yeah, we definitely can.
Do you have a license for that?
Best wishes,
do we have a license for anything?
That's true.
I mean, have we used the Price is Right theme song?
Wow, I'm even more honored to be on Zach's last show.
Play the anthem for
this. This is it. You're here for the goodbye. So, we'll miss you, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm already moving my headphones for when you start blasting the Navy.
Best wishes.
So, yes, you will be back within the next couple months, right?
Yeah, so boot camp is two. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get situated down there. So, you know, maybe 3 months.
But once you have it, we'll try to get you on as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Still doing the same old show.
Yeah.
You know, just remote locations. Which means me and this fucker are going to have to spend a lot of time together coming up pretty
soon. That's
late.
Your fault.
Oh, boy.
We are, well, you know.
The web that we weave. So
nasty.
Bon voyage, Zachary.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Godspeed.
Godspeed. So, look at him.
Oh, God. Until next time.
Big doing the salute. Until then, all of our podcasts are available on the website. TooManyThoughtsMedia.com or TMT.media. Listen to Cultured, Nico Show, Movie Hall of Fame. We just did the year 1985 when they last hear this, right?
At this point.
How do you guys pick your years?
Randomly,
yeah.
You just roll the die, or
we just pick one out of a hat. Yeah.
This year was different because we were originally going to do a Godzilla podcast, and then Nico's like, "I don't want to watch 6 Godzilla films." So
that's fair.
Well, I do that. Let's do it.
I'll do a Godzilla
podcast. This is also a farewell show, but also we're announcing our new Godzilla podcast. Yeah.
Each week you take one monster.
Yeah.
Right. I'm still making you watch a Japanese film.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I have to watch Ron this week finally. Yeah.
Kurosawa, Nick, you should see it.
The Audition?
Yeah.
Ooh, I know that movie.
Ron is awesome.
I think I don't know Kurosawa.
Yes.
You know
yes,
Kurosawa.
Actually.
The Audition, by the way. We should talk about The Audition one of these days.
All available on the website, tmt.media. Rate, subscribe. You know the drill. Zachary, it's your final show. How about you do the honors?
Do I have to do the honors?
Yes, you have to do the honors.
No, I want you to do the honors.
Do the damn honors.
I want you to do the honors.
Do the honors.
No.
Or else I'm playing this again. Y'all been not.
No. Do you guys do something at the end of the show?
Time to say naughty.
I never listen.
You should have played a Lincoln ad.